Hello and welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound, where today we're pretending to be in the sunnier climes of South America as I welcome in Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco to talk Brazilian music. Fernando, lovely to see you with such a handsome record collection under your arm.
Very nice songs as well. All by women, most of them at least.
Yeah. So we're going to start off with Mamundi. Tell us a little bit about this, because also this is going to be a good one for our listeners, because they might not know, they'll know perhaps some of the musical styles, but they might not know the singers of these musical styles. So kick us off with Mamundi, Faye.
And, you know, all the songs actually I chose today, they are very, like, kind of young singers. So it's the new generation of Brazilian music. So Mamundi, actually, that's from her first album, which she releases this year. It's also called Mamundi. And before that, she was, you know, she had a few EPs, which is becoming a little bit of a trend in Brazil, as in other countries. But that's her first proper album. And I love her. Actually, I was reading a little bit about her bio, because there's not much information. She's very quiet and reserved. Apparently, she used to work for KFC in Rio de Janeiro. Interesting, because it's not very popular in Brazil, but so she was working there, but she always, you know, loved music, and she's very influenced by the 80s. So this new album, you know how much I love bubblegum pop. So
there's absolutely
a lot of synths, a lot of bubblegum pop. Great. You know, it feels like you're in Rio in the 80s, actually. That's the vibe Mamundi is going for.
Shall we have a clip of it and come back and see what we make of Mamundi? I made her sound Arabic when she's not. Mamundi. This is Hit. Okay, it's new from Mamundi, and it's called Hit, as recommended by Fernando Augusto Pacheco. There's a lot of good stuff in there, right? That's lovely.
And the whole album is actually quite good. I have to pick a track, because that's the latest single that just been released last week, actually. It's called Hit. But, for example, there's another great song called Eterno Verão, or Eternal Summer. And again, it's very kind of luxurious, even though it is bubblegum, but it's not that up-tempo as well. It's quite languid.
And it's got a bit of that sort of 80s revival. It's got the reggae beat in there as well, and it's got some very nice synths in there, right?
I love a good synth.
It's good stuff. Now, I know one of the things you wanted to talk about with Mamundi was some of her promos, her videos. What do they look like? Do they kind of back up the kind of the retro style of her?
Absolutely. I mean, especially for Hit, the video clip, basically, it starts with images of old TV shows from Brazil, from the 80s usually, and then she's also walking around Liberdade, which is the Japanese neighborhood in São Paulo, and she's going to karaoke with her friends. So there's quite of a little bit of neon here and there. So it's quite a beautiful video clip as well.
Who knew that KFC could be the genesis of such genius?
Absolutely,
right?
I'm very.
I love Mamundi. I'm going to look her up, kids. She's absolutely fantastic. I love her. We're going to move on to Carol Conca, who's an artist who I like, actually. This is a different kind of thing we're talking about. Give us a little bit of a taste of what we can expect from Carol Conca.
Well, Carol Conca, she's a rapper from Curitiba, which, again, very unusual to have a rapper there, because Curitiba, you know, is a very peaceful city in the southern of Brazil, not very well known for their artists in a way, but well known for public transport than music, I would say. but I really like her. You know, first of all, we have to talk about her image. You know, I know it's a bit simplistic to say, but imagine a Brazilian version of Lady Gaga somehow, but with more hip-hop attached to it. And she's also a feminist. So her songs, you know, they do talk, you know, she's a black woman as well. So
she's not a million miles from peaches somehow, to me as well, actually. She's got a lot of attitude.
Oh, she does have a lot of
attitude. And she's political. And
it's necessary in a year, for example, where the new Brazilian president has a cabinet only with men. I think it's important that we have a singer that, you know, is talking about those issues. So just I give you an example. I remember, because she's becoming quite famous, she was even at the opening ceremony for Rio 2016. An advertiser wanted her to sing in one of their ads, but they told her, can you change the lyric of that song? She's like, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to do that. If you want that, please call Sandy. Just so I give a little... Sandy is like a very sweethearted singer that we have. She probably would do that and she would change the lyrics okay. if possible. That was a bit bitchy, actually, but never mind.
Okay, well, Sandy's got a brand new Maserati. Carol Conker, though, has the spoils of artistic license. Should we hear a little bit of a clip? This is E o Poder. Não aceito cheque, já te aviso, não me teste. Se merece, então não pede. Vá fazer algo que preste. Quem é ligeiro investe. Não só fala, também veste. Juiz de internet caga se espalhando feito peste. Se não tá no meu lugar, então não fale, meu, não fale. Se for fazer pela metade, não vale, não vale. Eu vivo com doses disso, a Deus que sabe. O resto ninguém sabe. Quebro tudo pra que todos se... Okay, it's Carol Conker, and that was E o Poder. So tell us about a night out in Rio, Faye, when this comes on. Are there clubs, because there's dance hall in this, there's dub in that, there's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of kind of, you know, kind of checked and correct hip-hop influences in there as well. Is there a big mashup that where this might come on, or are there specific clubs? Like, what's the vibe for this?
I think it's interesting. Carol Conká, you know, I think she's becoming quite big in the gay community as well. Yeah, so I think you would perhaps listen, you know, in a baile funk in the favela, or you would listen in a little bit of a posh gay club in Ipanema. I think there's a lot of places where you can hear this music. And as I said, I feel very happy because I think before in Brazil we always had some artists like Carol Conká, but they were not on mainstream media. But this time, you know, Her videos are expansive, you know, she has a lot of coverage on the press, you know, her albums are selling well. She's at the opening ceremony of the Olympics. Yeah. I mean, you can't do better than that. So I'm happy that she's managing to find her space. And I think her new album will be a big hit as well, early next year, hopefully.
And just finally on Carol Conká, does she feel like one of those artists that, you know, she's got her politics and she's got a bit of, you know, she's got some cred? Does it feel like people need to, you know, people in record companies and even the government in some way need to sort of absorb these artists rather than say you're not good enough or constantly asking them to change their lyrics?
Well, I think they will do because the only reason why they would do because they are smart, you know, they see how relevant she is becoming, so they can't just ignore her.
All right, power to her. That's Carol Conká. Next, Faye, we're going to be speaking about Marília Mendonça. Should we have a bit of a clip first, and then we'll see what Marília is all about. Oh, wow, that was Marília Mendonça. That was a track called AC de Cor.
Eu Sei de Cor, which is I Know by Heart.
Yeah, and that is... And I loved your first two choices. Love this third one, Faye. Such a different genre. Who knew that country would be rocking Brazil? But it's a big deal, right?
It is a big deal. But the funny story here, I have to tell you that the main trend in Brazilian music this year, Rob, is not the Brazilians' love affair with country music, because this has been going for years. Mm-hmm. It is the most popular genre in Brazil. I mean, if you look at the charts, all the top 10 songs in Brazil at the moment, they are country music. Wow. And that song by Marília Mendonça is the current number one song this week. So it is a massive deal. But the thing is, before, it was only like kind of male singers or male duos singing country. But this year, it's incredible the number of women who are singing country and are picking, you know, the top of the charts. Include someone like Marília Mendonça, who is only 21. So that song is from her first album. And I also have to tell you something. You can hear the crowd, right?
Yeah.
Because basically, country singers in Brazil, when they release an album, it's called Live from Somewhere. So they usually release an album and a DVD as well, which comes with it. So they don't have like a studio version of that song. So the song that they chose to play on the radio has, you know, the crowd chanting a little bit as well. And it talks about feminism as well. Because before it was the men who were complaining that they've been cheated. But now it's the women say, we've been cheated, but we're powerful, we're here. And even the crowd, you know, if you look at the video, there's a lot of women in the crowd as well, while country used to be very macho. in the past.
So she is the Kacey Musgraves of Brazil, right? Marília Mendonça. It's good stuff to see. Does country music have the same kind of lyricism? Does it have the same concerns that American country music has? Is it? I mean, you know, we all know that that's all kind of like a little bit bluesy, like my wife left me my dogs, you know, my dogs died and all the rest of it. This sounds a little bit like it might have a bit more of a political edge to it, perhaps.
Yes, it does, but...
Or when it's sung by women, maybe.
Yeah, but it's just when it comes to relationship, you know, of course, it's not political in the sense, you know, of, you know, perhaps women's right or what's happening in Brasilia. It is about, you know, I've been cheated, but I'm a powerful woman. I'll remain here. Because, and that's why I think country music is so popular in Brazil. We're very emotional people, incredibly emotional. And I was even joking with our producer, Holly, that, you know, if I really look at this video of Marília Mendonça, you know, in a dark room, just me in my room, I might cry.
Yes.
It is very, very emotional. If you look at the lyrics, it's like the second step is that he will not call me back, but he will see, he will end up missing me a lot. You know, it's a very simple lyrics, but yeah, touches your heart in such a way. It is not a cool thing to say that you like the song, but deep inside, I like it.
I think I do. I'm with you. That makes two of us in this very studio.
Good.
Eu Sei de Cor, Off by Heart, new from Marília Mendonça. A name to watch, presumably. She's 21 years old. She's number one in the Brazilian charts right now. But where, Fernando Augusto Pacheco, are we going to end? Someone that only needs one name is Miranda. Okay, talk us through this one. I love all the names of all the artists you've chosen, by the way. Talk us through Miranda.
Yeah. Well, you know, so far I just chose Brazilian songs, but I said, okay, let's add a little Argentinian touch to it, you know, because one of my favorite Argentinian bands, they're releasing a best-of compilation with their best pop songs. They're an incredible band, Rob. They're called, as you mentioned, Miranda. They've been going on since 2001, and they are an electropop band, which is, there is quite a big scene in Argentina. They had many, many classics like Yo Te Diré, Prisionero, El Profe, among many, many others. But I did choose a track called Ya Lo Sabía. Shall we hear a clip and then we can discuss about it?
It is impossible to frown while listening to that, right? That is Yo Te Diré, and that is from Miranda. That's from their new greatest, or their upcoming greatest hits collection. Is everything got that same sort of amount of trebly fun to it?
Absolutely, and that's why I love it. You know, there's no time for boring ballads with them.
No, so, right.
And the video clips, they're incredible. You know, they put a lot of makeup. I mean, again, I don't like those sort of comparisons, but I think it make it easier. They'd be like, you know, the sisters. In a way, you know, they have this kind of camp element, which I think is very important. And I'm very glad. I hope they still release new stuff. I think their last proper album with new songs was in 2014, but I believe they're touring around Latin America at the moment. They're also famous in Spain and Portugal, among other countries as well.
And do Argentinian bands travel well in Brazil? I mean, do you know what I mean? In terms of the language, in terms of the vibe, I wondered, are people pretty open to listening to lyrics in Spanish rather than in Portuguese, and the kind of concerns of Buenos Aires versus Rio and São Paulo, perhaps?
I'm going to be very honest. I don't think so. I think there is a kind of a barrier. I'm not going to say that we don't have any Argentinian artists in Brazil, but it seems to me that Brazil has some sort of barrier. We don't get so many artists from other Latin American countries. I think this should improve much, much more. For example, Miranda, I think it would be very hard to find some Brazilian fans of Miranda. Yeah. Not because they don't like it, but because they don't know.
Okay.
Where can they find it?
You are bringing people closer together, one band, one electropop band at a time. Fernando, thank you so much for talking us through Miranda, Marília Mendonça, Carol Conca, of course. And we started off by talking about Mamundi. If you had to pick one to listen to for the rest of the week, maybe on YouTube, so you can watch the video as well. Which one would you take?
Well, because I'm in a happy mood, I'm here with you, I'll probably choose Mamundi. But if I were by myself, maybe Marília Mendonça.
I don't want you crying.
No.
Okay. My thanks then to Fernando Augusto Pacheco for talking us through his fantastic musical choices from South America today. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Holly Fisher. Join me again at the same time tomorrow when Matt Wolfe will be here to talk about theatre. But for the time being, for me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.